Did you ever have just a little place around the house to grow vegetables?
No.
What would you call a place like that? Just a little place?
An orchard.
If you grew tomatoes and things like that?
You can if you plant it, but most of the people, they don't do it because in those big farms, sometimes most of the time, we just can't go and get them there for nothing. We don't have to plant it.
So you don't grow much yourself?
No.
What's the name of this lake out here?
Falcon. It's the same big lake there, Falcon Lake.
It hasn't come all the way to Sunshine.
It's come all the way here. There's just a few steps there, you can go there.
And that is the lake?
Mm-hmm. That is the lake. Maybe you notice some boat trailers parked in there where they are fishing there. They go somewhere to do some fishing.
How far on up does the lake go?
Now, I don't know exactly what it is. It's about from 6 to 8 miles or so.
North?
West
of here?
Mm-hmm. You see, when you go to that park on that high hill there, you can still can see the lake there going up to the north.
Do you eat breakfast, sir?
Yes, sir.
What do you like to eat for breakfast?
Bacon with eggs. This morning I eating breakfast hot cakes, pancakes, I mean, and so on. Sometimes I get some cereal.
Well, how do you fix your eggs?
Scramble it. I like more.
And what do you eat for lunch? You eat lunch?
I eat lunch. They fix up the menu there in Zapata. They bring the food already.
So what did you have today?
Today we had some meat stew, and black eyed peas, dessert.
Do you grow
milk, coffee.
Coffee. Now, how do you drink your coffee?
I like it with cream and sugar. Some people like it just plain coffee without sugar, with no cream in it.
Do you ever call coffee anything else?
What?
Do you ever call coffee anything else?
No.
Just coffee?
Mm-hmm.
Do you make coffee here?
Yes, sir. In the electric pot.
How do you make it?
Well, you see, it all depends on the size of the pot where you make them, you see, but they generally take about a tablespoonful for each cup of water, you see, to make it strong.
Yeah.
1 teaspoon is enough for a cup of water, but if you want it stronger, you better twice as much.
Do you have to boil it?
You have to boil it. Now I am using an electric coffee pot, you see, but when I used to do it in open fire, even on the gas stove or on the open fire, I don't know where that's. That's the amount of coffee we used to.
Well, you said that you used to have an open fire. Now, do you have an open fire now?
No.
How did you build a fire?
A fire? You don't know how to build a fire?
Tell me how you built one.
To start with, you have to have some, you know what pebbles are, you see, to start the fire with. It is pretty easy to start in that nowadays. You have the. You can buy the fire fluid, the starting fluid or something like that, or use some kerosene or gasoline. But that's the easy way. But you can start with we call them astillas, small pebbles of any kind, you see, and starting with them small piece of wood, and by adding bigger piece of wood in it, and so on, you see, and then start the match on there.
It's an easy way to say
you can start with papers if you want to.
What do you call those little pieces of wood, though? What do you call them?
In Spanish, we call them astillas. Or, and I don't know how to call them in English, but I just don't remember now.
Well, that's fine. Well, after those got started, would you put any bigger pieces of wood?
A bigger piece of wood.
What would you call, what would those be?
Leños. We call them leños in Spanish. That long, and then you can build the fire. All depends on what kind of cooking you're going to do with it, the amount of cooking you want to do in there.